president, you wouldn't have had inflation. Inflation was caused by high energy prices. I had low energy prices. I would have kept them there very easily. And it probably maybe caused the war with Ukraine because Putin became rich all of a sudden. It went up so much, and I watched President Biden talking about Putin. Putin became very rich because at $100 a barrel, he's got so much money to fight a war. At $40 a barrel, he doesn't have the money to fight a war. But he wouldn't have done it anyway because I told him not to. So I just want to thank all of you for being here. I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification. I hope that the justices, because they'll be working on some other cases, but one in particular, presidents have to be given total immunity. They have to be allowed to do their job. If they're not allowed to do their job, it's not what the founders wanted, but perhaps even more importantly, it will be terrible for our country.
There you have it, Donald J. Trump yesterday from Palm Beach, Florida, and Mar-a-Lago, and interesting statement where he spoke directly to Joe Biden, which I thought was interesting. We've got two presidential candidates talking to each other, but through the media. I found that very, very interesting. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue. It is Tuesday, March 5th. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Big night for UNLV basketball tonight. The Runnin' Rebels host number 21 San Diego State. Along with UNLV and UNR, the Aztecs are in a three-way tie for third place in the Mountain West Conference, all with 11-5 records. Just two games left before March Madness begins. The Lady Rebels are 26-2 overall, wrapping up a wildly successful season tonight at Utah State. Jack Eichel returned to the ice for the first time in nearly 2 months, but it didn't change a thing for the Vegas Golden Knights, who lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets last night. VGK sunk to a new low on the season, falling to the worst team in the Eastern Conference 6-3. And it doesn't get easy for the Knights this week as the Western Conference leading Vancouver Canucks come to the Fortress on Thursday.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Slow but steady through the resort corridor right now, both sides of I-15, especially southbound side. You'll be off and on the brakes from Spring Mountain all the way down toward the Russell Road exit ramp, but no accidents being reported on any of the freeways. Just off the Beltway, though, in the northwest, still working on the Ann Road on-ramp to get onto 215 northbound. And cleanup continues on an injury accident at the surface streets, east side intersection of Charleston and Lamb. We'll have clear, sunny skies today. A little bit warmer compared with yesterday. Almost hit 70 degrees this afternoon. It's 48, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody's still talking about the 9-0 unanimous decision by the U.S. Supreme Court keeping Donald J. Trump on the ballot in Colorado, on the ballot in Maine, in Illinois, and every place else. It's a done deal, and it's nationwide, and it's broadly interpreted. Everybody always says the court decision, is it narrowly focused or broadly? This is broadly focused. Trey Gowdy is a former prosecutor and is a guy that knows the law. This was his reaction on Fox yesterday to the SCOTUS decision, which, by the way, this is cut one, was unanimous. Here it is.
Trey Gowdy's on the phone, former prosecutor, recovering congressman from the state of South Carolina. Your reaction, Trey. Good morning.
Glad that it was unanimous in result. If you read the opinion, they have different analyses that they employ. But, you know, I mean, we live in this world where there's a hunger for unanimity, for unity, if you will, and for the U.S. Supreme Court, with all of its ideological diversity, to say 9-0, hey, Colorado Supreme Court, you were wrong. Number one, we shouldn't be surprised because even Democrats on the Colorado Supreme Court didn't agree with it. I mean, it was a very, very close decision. Number two, when's the last time we were talking about the Ninth and Tenth Amendments? I mean, those things have been dead, but they're referenced in this opinion.
Mm. Politically, for President Trump, who's going to give remarks at noon, you know, he's calling this a big win for America and his ability to sort of get this particular issue off of his legal plate. He's still got a full, you know, all-you-can-eat buffet of legal issues that the Democrats have put in place for him. But politically for him, do you think that that helps continue the momentum that we're seeing that's just inevitable in the polls from the New York Times, Fox News, and AP over the weekend?
Yes, in this particular instance, he was politically targeted, and he can safely say that is the unanimous opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court, including justices that otherwise do not like me and will not vote for me. I would encourage him to do something that he doesn't often do, which is show humility, because there are other decisions that are coming that he may not agree with. I don't think he's going to win the presidential immunity case before the court. So, you know, it's confusing when you say I love you on one day and I hate you the next. Show a little restraint when you win and show a little restraint when you don't win. Argue the merits of it. This was not a close case. And anyone who listened to oral argument knows that. But neither is the presidential immunity. I don't think that one's going to wind up being close either in the other direction.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't think it, I think we are a country where we fundamentally reject the notion that anyone is above the law. And the notion that you can somehow silence your political opponents and escape criminal culpability unless you are impeached, I don't know. I had one of the president's lawyers on my show last night. They're now changing the argument. That's not really what we meant. But that's what they said before the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And that's just that's an argument most Americans reject. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of men and women. And we hold that sacrosanct. And when you put people above the law, lots of us kind of raise our eyebrows on both sides of the aisle.
Trey Gowdy, former prosecutor and former congressman, and now a Fox host, and he's really, really good. Stay where you are. He mentioned what he was looking for Trump. Donald J. Trump, believe it or not, spoke directly to Joe Biden. But he did it via the media, which I thought was interesting. We'll let you hear from the former president coming up in just a couple minutes as we continue. And don't forget, coming up at top of the hour, Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, candidate for Congress in CD1. We'll talk about the race. We'll talk about the 9-0 decision. We'll get his reaction to what the Supremes did yesterday, voting unanimously to keep Donald J. Trump on the ballot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Route for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised you yesterday that I would bring you clips from the response of the former president Donald J. Trump to the 9-0 decision by the Supreme Court, keeping him on the ballot in places like Colorado and Maine and Illinois, and really every other community that is that at least was toying with the idea of taking Trump off the ballot. It's simply not going to be able to happen. This was Donald J. Trump yesterday speaking really directly at President Biden. I mean, this was not very subtle. This was subtle like a hand grenade is subtle. This is Donald J. Trump speaking directly to President Biden. Cut four, go.
President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that. The other thing I say to President Biden, close the borders now. This is not sustainable for our country. It's not sustainable for our cities. Our country is under siege. This is a violent thing that you've done, and many people are dying. Many people are dying. They die on the trip up, they die going through the border, and they die in our country. But many of the people coming up are from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums. Many are terrorists. You see it. Many are terrorists. And I believe the real number that we have right now is probably closer to 15 million people. And by the time the term ends, I believe the president's term ends, I believe you'll be at close to 20 million people. That's almost larger than any state in the union. Our country, it is not sustainable. Many of these people are tough. Many of these people are bad. They come from some of the roughest countries in the world and some of the roughest prisons. We have prisons in the Congo, in Africa. Coming. We have people coming from all parts of the Middle East. They're coming from Yemen, and yet you are bombing Yemen. You have to stop. You have to close the border. You have absolute authorization. You don't need Congress. I had the safest border in the history of our country, and I didn't use Congress for it. And then I built hundreds of miles of wall, and the reason I built it and how I built it was I considered it an invasion of our country, and I took the money from the military and the Army Corps of Engineers did it with me, and we did a great job. And we had the safest border we've ever had, and now we have the most unsafe border anywhere in the world at any time. There's never been a border like this at any country, anywhere in the world. They would have fought with sticks and stones to stop the horrible situation that's occurring. Our people can't stand it, and the people coming in really can't stand it because they're dying. Many are dying on the trip up, and they're dying in the country. And also, many of the people are criminals, and they're doing tremendous harm. I call it migrant crime. It's migrant crime. It's a new category of crime. They're hurting our country horribly. And we've become a laughing stock all over the world. So I say respectfully to President Biden, you have the authorization right now. I did it. I didn't go to Congress and say, do I have the right to close? I fought Congress on it. Close the borders. You can do it right now. You have everything. Use my policies. My policies were great. Everybody said it. Use my policies.
That's Donald J. Trump yesterday down in Florida with response. But a very pointed comment directed at Joe Biden. It'll be interesting to see if the president fires back at Donald J. Trump. I want you to hear Mark Thiessen, though, because Mark Thiessen is a pretty thoughtful talking head on Fox. And this was his reaction. This is cut number five. His political reaction to SCOTUS and a 9-0 decision. Here it is.
Well, I'll put it a little more pointedly than my colleagues here who are brilliant legal analysts. I'll take the political perspective on it. This is a huge repudiation of the left's effort to delegitimize the Supreme Court and accuse them of being politicized. This is a 9-0 smackdown of the left's efforts to politicize the law. That's what happened here. And, you know, you got to remember, the Democrats have been running a campaign for years since these conservative justices were appointed to delegitimize the court. Chuck Schumer stood on the steps of that Supreme Court in 2020, and he said to Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You will not know what hit you when you go forward with these awful decisions. Mm-hmm. They have been trying to delegitimize this court, and this is a repudiation of the left's efforts to politicize our law. This is abusing the Constitution in order to kick a candidate off of the ballot is an abuse of our system. And you've got a situation now where so many people on the left and many Democrats seem to think that their argument seems to be Donald Trump is such a threat to our democracy that we need to burn down our democracy in order to save it, that we need to tear down the institutions. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what's standing in the way. If an institution is in the way, we're going to tear it down and we're going to stop him from getting on the ballot. And in a way, they're more of a threat to our democracy than he is. Because if you look at January 6th, all our institutions held. Everybody did their jobs. There was no chance Donald Trump was going to hold onto the presidency. But if you tear down the institutions, then someone could one day threaten our democracy because the institutions are the guardrails that preserve our democracy, and we need to preserve them. And the Supreme Court just preserved one of the important guardrails of our democracy.
There you have it, Mark Thiessen on Fox News yesterday. Stick around, more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Coming up on the show, we're going to be joined by Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He's a candidate for Congress in CD1. It's going to be fascinating. We are embarking on a political season where we're going to have June 11th for the primary election, and then, of course, November 5th for the general election, the presidential election. It's going to get real exciting real fast, whether you support Dems or Republicans. Doesn't matter. It's going to be fascinating. Coming up in our next hour as well, Hans von Spakovsky, the senior legal fellow from the Heritage Foundation and the manager of Heritage's Election Law Reform Initiative. We'll talk about the Supreme Court ruling, which I think is fascinating. A lot of people are saying don't look at it as anything other than one decision by one sitting of the court. I understand that, but I'm telling you, when you see a 9-0 decision, that is a smackdown. That is a repudiation. That's what it is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll be up with Ron Q coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.